Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Man, it's nice out there. Beautiful morning.
Yes.
Spectacular time of year.
Yes, it is. Yep.
And enjoy the morning because it may get hot this afternoon.
Yes, it may. Yeah, it's we've definitely experienced change in weather, and I know Bill will update us on when those monsoons are coming. But yeah, you know, with that change of weather has come with it increased fire risk, and of course there is active fire in the Red Rock listening area in the outskirts of the listening area. It's mile marker 217 fire. It's there on I-70 in Grand County, just about 15 miles of the Colorado border. It's a fire that we last reported, I believe, was about 800 acres. It has grown since to nearly 1,800 acres.
Wow.
But despite that growth, fire officials are still saying that they're confident that they have it contained, should have it contained soon. According to their last release, they anticipated it would have been contained last evening. Air resources flew over the fire yesterday morning to map the area, confirming fire growth. So that's part of it too, is, you know, they hadn't flown over it yet, maybe, so not exactly certain of the size of it. In most areas, the fire is smoldering and not moving. That's according to the report from yesterday morning. Most firefighters focused on mopping up the fire yesterday, and firefighters on the ground and in the area did a good job catching the wind-driven incident. And fire and agency managers are grateful for the quick responses in tough conditions. Aside from ensuring firefighter and public safety, the team's biggest operational goal remains fire containment and keeping I-70 open for travel, and they've been able to do that. Travelers are encouraged to check in, monitor the Utah Fire Information social media for updates, and drive carefully when traveling in the area. Recreation in the area has not been impacted, and recreators can continue to access the Westwater boat ramp and ranger stations there on the Colorado River. Done a good job. 100 personnel roughly on the event, and trying to take care of it. It was caused July 10th early afternoon by a vehicle rollover, and they were able to quickly attack the fire. And we haven't heard an update from yesterday morning, which imagine is probably a good thing, as they're looking to get that fire contained.
Well, be careful out there. We call it June grass, that it dries up very, very quick, and it's on the side of the highways, and 1,800 acres later, that becomes a significant fire, and particularly on a transportation corridor like I-70.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, you know, other than that original response, I believe they haven't had to shut down I-70,
yeah,
and they've been able to, you know, keep access open in the area. So yeah, good job. But again, it's a reminder that we are in a fire season. You know, with that, the San Juan National Forest in southwestern Colorado is implementing stage one fire restrictions. They announced that just yesterday in lower elevations. That began Thursday, Thursday, so tomorrow. The minimum fine for violating campfire restrictions in stage one is $530 in Colorado. They'll only be implemented in the lower elevations to account for variable conditions across the forest, as those lower elevations are more susceptible to wildfire risk. There's no fire restrictions in the higher elevations of the San Juan National Forest. So under stage one, those restrictions, campfires are only allowed in developed Forest Service campgrounds with a metal or concrete fire ring. There are also limitations on smoking, operating a chainsaw, and other activities. Additional information can be found at the San Juan National Forest social media sites and website. But fire restrictions starting to be implemented. As we mentioned, it's fire danger is increasing out there. Well, again, it's a Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I've got more local news and happenings coming your way this morning, including just a reminder, Restoring Ancestral Winds is hosting the Harm to Healing. It's a community discussion on missing and murdered Indigenous relatives. That's going to be tomorrow from 6 to 8 at the Bluff Community Center. Opportunity for Indigenous residents of the area to come and talk about the epidemic of murdered and missing Indigenous relatives. Restoring Ancestral Winds is a nonprofit based in Salt Lake, and they want to hear your thoughts, opinions, or experiences on the issue, and feedback will assist them in contributing to a report being compiled to guide the Utah Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Task Force in making recommendations to the Utah State Legislature. So you can go to that event. Again, it'll be at the Bluff Community Center tomorrow from 6 to 8. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
The summer of cash heats up. Get ready for the ultimate cash extravaganza with sizzling summer cash at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Saturday in July, one winner will be drawn from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for your chance for the grand prize, $1 million. Each winner gets four picks that can add up to $3,000. Sizzling summer cash is heating up, and you could be our next millionaire. The hottest way to make this summer unforgettable at Ute Mountain Casino.
Meet Sinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Sinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Sinch IT.
Power up your projects with Craftsman all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Right now, get 20% off select Craftsman V20 lithium-ion power tools, equipment, and accessories. It's grilling season. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Traeger grills and smokers. Camp chairs, deck umbrellas, and pop-up canopies are all on sale. Plus, it's buy 1 gallon, get one half off on Royal and Clark and Kensington paint and Cabot exterior stain. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hey, man. Sorry to stop by unannounced, but I was thinking about what you're going through, and I just thought I'd bring some donuts. Can we chat for a bit?
Checking on a friend is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, 9:17 a.m. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Montezuma County has been talking about this for a while, but they're in southwest Colorado. They've been working on the Alkali Creek bridge replacement. They say they've been getting some asks from people. Hey, can I... you know, drive through the construction site real quick, but they say the bridge is no longer there. So the Alkali Creek Bridge is gone, and they are working on building the new one. 40-foot long steel beams have been hammered into the soil beneath the bridge until the end of the pile reached solid rock. So they are pounding in posts and getting everything ready. They've got additional information on that. The hammer used to drive the piles weighs apparently 35,000 pounds and is diesel driven. It makes a lot of noise. You can see that project going on to replace the Alkali Creek Bridge, and that's of course located on Road N between Road 21 and 22. So work continues on that replacement project. Big project, going to go through the summer, and Yeah, should be nice to have a new bridge there.
But it'll be through the summer. Construction will continue. So.
Yep.
Wow.
So you got to find
Alkali
another way
Creek.
Around. Yep, you got to find another way around. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, which means latest edition of the San Juan Record is out now.
It is. We've got another paper full of lots of interesting stuff. Our cover photos today on the front page are our local royalties tied to the county fair and the Blue Mountain Roundup Rodeo. So it's a good-looking front page. We've got a rodeo queen an attendant, and a junior queen in attendant, and then Miss San Juan. It's been several years since they've had Miss San Juan. It's good to have that back after COVID, and I know San Juan County Fair Director Anna Fredericks is relieved to have the crew back because they do a lot of good work there. Our main story this week is about water rights settlement, the Navajo water rights, and all the work that's going on with that. It's a ton going on with that, and it's a very confusing thing, too. There was a significant hundreds of millions of dollars settlement of Utah Navajo water rights on the San Juan River. And then about 3 weeks ago, the Supreme Court had a ruling about lower Colorado River, but it just is so confusing.
With Arizona settlement.
Yeah, the Arizona settlement. But that water right, it's going to be several hundred million dollars in water infrastructure in Utah in coming years. So they're getting their arms around this huge task. So there was a public meeting last week. And anyway, a nice story there. David wrote about the water rights, and it's important stuff to know, and it's a little wonky out there, but anyway, a good article. We've got a calendar of events for Pioneer Days in Monticello. It's coming up next week, July 21st and 22nd, the annual celebration in Monticello with lots and lots of fun activities. We'll be hearing quite a bit more about that in coming days. Speaking of a little bit more, there's a grand opening this Friday, July 14th, at Emory Telecom, their new headquarters in Monticello. It's on 17 South, 300 East. A lot going on from 9 to 1. Food, goodie bags, giveaway, and you can see that awesome new warehouse and facility for Emory Telecom there in Monticello. Mary Kochenauer is getting ready to go for the Pioneer Day. She's got a nice story about Pioneer Day menus in her food article of the week. Got a wedding announcement. Trace Frankham and Riley Laws are getting married this week. This is a really sad story, this next one. Gary Torres, our caveman who's written on and off for over 20 years, he and his wife are in Provo, Utah right now in the Missionary Training Center, and they're on their way to Tonga for the next 2 years. I don't think we're going to have a Tongan correspondent either. It's going to be a significant hole in the San Juan Record, and we've got to figure out a way to fill that hole. One possibility, we really got a clever poem today in our letters to the editor by Sally Jack, a Monticello resident, talking about how hard it is to cross the street this summer in Main Street in Monticello because of all the traffic. So maybe I'll talk to Sally about
she's a good writer. It's really fun.
It was awesome. Our sports section is full of all sorts of good information about the sports tournaments in Blanding with the Independence Day celebration. We had volleyball tournaments and softball and baseball, 5K race, lots of good stuff going on. We've got local resident is retiring from the military after a very intriguing and successful 31-year career. That's Sergeant Major Tina Saunders. I've got a story about her and all the good that she was able to do. Got a photo of the historical photo. There was a group of MIA girls in Blanding. That's Mutual Improvement Association. They weren't missing in action, but trying to identify this group of girls in Blanding. Really fun that San Juan County Historical Society has this weekly photo that they're putting in the paper, and they need help identifying people. We have three obituaries in the paper this week. Grandma Betty Jones, her funeral service was last week. Morris Swenson, His funeral service was Saturday, a coaching legend at San Juan High School, an all-around great guy. And Wynn Blevins, award-winning author, best known for his fiction and nonfiction books on Native American and Western lore, passed away on July 2nd. He spent quite a bit of time in this area, wrote a number of books, and was really quite a character in the Red Rock country. Our back page is our business directory. This is just a list. It's just like a Yellow Pages in the old days, a list of all these businesses and the services that they offer. Really a helpful resource, whether it's you need your hair cut or some excavation or looking for a place to get your car repaired or whatever. Anyway,
yeah,
it's all in
really
San Juan
nice
Record.
Nice reference to have. You go, yeah. Oh, I need this job. I don't know who can do that job. You just open up that business directory and
build
take
awareness
a look
over time.
Yep.
These are businesses that generally don't have websites or, you know, easily accessible websites. And so it's a nice resource to have. So it's a weekly feature in the San Juan Record.
Yeah, it's great, you know, as a reader to be able to look up, okay, I need this job done. Who can do that job? So good stuff.
So a lot going on. You can pick it up in newsstands. It'll be in your boxes tomorrow morning. Online subscribers got the paper at 5 a.m. this morning. It's a good way to get the paper. Anyway, thank you for your support of the San Juan Record.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Doug McMurdo of the Times-Independent wrote a nice story last week about the Victims Assistance Unit in Moab Grand County. The unit is designed to help and respond to victims of criminal incidents and help them through some of those hardest of days. Did a really nice job talking about what it is that their services that they offer, and you can read it in the latest edition of the Times Independent, also available online at moabtimes.com. Another good resource for folks in Moab Grand County, hopefully one that you don't have to utilize, but certainly glad that it's there when you become the victim of a crime. That's the Victims Assistance Unit once again. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we also have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, it'll be graveside services on Tuesday, July 18th. That's a week from yesterday, for Barbara Jean Montella of Blanding. They begin at 10 a.m. at the Blanding City Cemetery. She passed away on July 8th. Graveside services for Roger Dwayne Martin are set for Thursday, July 20th at the Dove Creek Cemetery. They begin at 10 a.m. A celebration of life for Lewis Weldon Jones begins at 11 a.m. on Thursday, July 20th at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. Memorial services for Alma Jean Jeannie Sapp of Durango will be held at 10 a.m. on July 29th at Durango Cowboy Church. And graveside services for Howard Nilsson will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July 29th at the Monticello City Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good, Bill. Thanks for sharing those and our condolences to those at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be right back.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's whatever it takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs, too. Moab Heat and Cool. And now plumbing is your Bryant dealer. And a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
It's the grand opening of the Emery Telcom Monticello office, and you're invited. Join Emery Telcom July 14th from 9 to 1 for food, goodie bags, and giveaways as they officially open their brand new office at 17 South 300 East in Monticello. Now, more than ever, Emery Telcom is your local advantage. Visit emerytelcom.com or call 435-298-8023 today to save up to $30 a month on high speed internet. And come check out the Monticello grand opening July 14th from 9 to 1.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to keep cool this summer. Come check out the ample selection of swimming supplies, suits, shoes, pools, floats, goggles, and more. Walker Drug carries Tannerite for your outdoor fun. They have all the fishing and barbecue gear you need. And be sure to grab some first aid supplies for those inevitable scrapes and cuts. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. For summer fun, right next door to Walker's True Value.
What's going on?
Join the San Juan County 4-H for a day at Hogwarts. Today at the Blanding Arts and Events Center, kids can decorate a witch's hat, make a house tie, make their very own wand, play in a Quidditch tournament, and more. All the fun starts at 11 a.m. and lunch will be provided. For more info, call Kristen Black at 435-485-0038. The Cortez Farmers Market is open at the southwest corner of Main and Elm Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30. Visit shopcortez.com or the Cortez Farmers Market Facebook page for details. The Dolores Summerfest starts at 11 o'clock Saturday morning and runs all day with a car show, live music, a kids zone, a beer garden, food, and vendors. Check out visitdolores.com for info. It's Grand Summer Nights in Mancos on Saturday, featuring food, drinks, kids activities, art demonstrations, and live music. It kicks off at 4:30. Check MancosValley.com for all the details. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Barretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM on this Wednesday morning. Again, Wednesday morning here in July, 9:33 a.m. on this Wednesday, July 12th, Bill.
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier, and I'm the dew point guy this time of year. The dew point at the Tucson Airport, that's 400 miles away from here, but it was 64 degrees this morning for the fourth consecutive morning above 55 degrees. This is the operational criteria for the onset of monsoon conditions in Arizona is prolonged period of dew points averaging 55 degrees or higher. So that's the clinical definition of monsoon conditions, and apparently we're there, at least in Tucson. That'll move up here, and it felt different yesterday. There was more humidity in the air. I know there was a isolated storm or two around here, and every once in a while the smell of rain on sagebrush, man, that's the greatest smell on earth.
Yeah,
this time of year. On the clinical definition, they also add there is nothing magical, however, about 55 degrees. But it's interesting they found a direct correlation between monsoon conditions and the dew point. So anyway, and the dew point is four days in a row now above 55 degrees, at least in Tucson. Looks like Lake Powell has reached its peak for the year. The big number, 3585 is the altitude of the water in Lake Powell. It's been about 5 days. It's been almost exactly the same. It's gone down about an inch in the last 3 or 4 days. But so to summarize, the lake's up 65 feet from its winter low, 45 feet higher than last year at this time. Still only 40% full, but all the reservoirs upstream are 89% full. Or of all the reservoirs, they average 89% full. So that's pretty cool. Today is Amazon Prime Day, the second day of Amazon Prime. Some amazing deals on there. If you're going to shop at Amazon, Prime Day may be the day to do it. The other 363 days of the year, you can get a good deal locally and support the local economy. But
yeah, I think 365 days is a good amount. Maybe not too, but
it's the Battle of the Boyne Day in Northern Ireland. This was the battle between Protestants and Catholics in 1690. Still an interesting celebration in Northern Ireland today. It's Malala Day, the birthday of Malala Yousafzai, the world's youngest Nobel Prize laureate. She won the award as a 17-year-old schoolgirl in Pakistan. She was shot in the face by people who didn't want girls in schools. So anyway, so happy birthday. I think she's like 25, 26 years old right now. Today in history, author Henry David Thoreau was born today in 1817. He wrote Walden and really is a philosophical the environmental, the conservative movement kind of had its start in some ways by his writings that were very popular back in the 1800s. 41 years ago today, July 11th, 1992, the number one song was Don't You Want Me by the Human League. Birthdays today, Richard Simmons is 75 years old today. Haven't seen much of Richard Simmons lately. He kind of disappeared. And Christine McVie, singer and songwriter for Fleetwood Mac, was born today in 1943. She just passed away last year, a remarkable singer-songwriter. Birthdays today, local birthdays for Jason Young, Robin Randall Thatcher, Zach Allred, Ashley Dowell, and Jolene Reeve Ackerman. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Taking a look, it's summer, which means we have 101 ways to experience San Juan County, Utah. That's a publication of the San Juan Record and San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Number 56 on the list is rock climbing. Of course, Indian Creek Canyon is world famous. You'll see hordes of rock climbing enthusiasts looking for the next thrill. If you're not ready for an adventure of that level, it can be thrilling to just stop and watch. Coming down can be easier if you rappel. If you climb or rappel, be sure you have proper gear and are accompanied by someone with proper training as well. That's number 56 on the list. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including the traditional handcrafted Navajo Hogan on the Colorado River. They also have an in-suite bathroom, Wi-Fi, TV, and outside kitchen. Pretty spectacular and very unique, available for special occasions. Call 970-445-0621 to book that Hogan on the Colorado River. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's right, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report here on Red Rock 92.7. Stick with us.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premium including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career at tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a speech pathologist and a severe special education teacher at HMK Elementary. Part-time or full-time lunch aide slash cooks, paraprofessionals at Grand Preschool and HMK Elementary, 3 full-time custodian positions, a head basketball coach at Grand County High School, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Earn $60,000 a year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. Learn more at a TSA job fair on July 20th from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Green River Branch Library on 85 South Long Street. Positions start at $23.51 per hour and include full federal benefits and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Register at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for 2 housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment operators, SX/EW technician, a warehouse clerk, diesel mechanics, and a controller. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume and applications to lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including in the operating room, and seeking an operating room manager and a dialysis unit clerk. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire for the 2023 season. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come in to The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come in and find out about a great job at The Element.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. Want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
weld something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is, once again, Wednesday, July 12th, 2023, 9:46 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the sports report now, shall we? Let's start here. Of course, it was the MLB All-Star Game. And let's see here. MLB All-Star Game happened yesterday in Seattle. And quite an event. 3-2 victory for the National League. And that, of course, is the league that holds the two regional teams in the area, the Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies. Of course, Arizona's represented by a starter from the town of Seattle, outfielder for the Diamondbacks and for the National League team. And let's see, that was Corbin Carroll, a Seattle native, getting to play in the All-Star game in his hometown. So very cool. And again, National League getting the 3-2 win. So that benefits the Diamondbacks and to a lesser extent, the Rockies. Again, Diamondbacks first in the NL West, Rockies fifth in the NL West. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.